Then we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming to this session. My name is Girish Raja. I'm a senior program manager with the Dynamics CRM mobile team up in Bellevue at the Advana campus. And I've had numerous different roles at Microsoft over the past 9 years. This is my newest role for the past 6 months or so. I've spent time in evangelism, spent time in marketing, and I spent time complaining a lot about our mobile apps that they said, you know, why don't you come back and fix it? So that's part of what I'm trying to do. So, So if you have some hard questions, remember that sometimes you may have an offer that comes with it. So keep that in mind. Again, my LinkedIn profile, my blog, and my Twitter ID is over there. And from that, I'm sure you can guess what my email address would be as well. But if you have, you know, I go on tweet quite a few times. So if you have any questions during the session or after the session, you can use the hashtag BRK2078 or hit me up direct on Twitter. I'm happy to have those follow-up conversations. That said, there's a couple of caveats that I'll say up front. Everything that I'm going to be talking to about this session is all about roadmap. Because I don't know if you remember, the session was vaguely titled a long, long time ago. And then about a month earlier, they said, hey, no one else could go, Girish. You know, you have nothing better to do, so why don't you hop on a plane and come here? So here I am. But what I figured was I'm going to spend the entire session talking about the roadmap of what's to come. But that also comes with a disclaimer that, hey, all of these are subject to change, meaning there's no guarantees that everything that I show you will make it or will be there as is. That will, of course, you know, of course there will be a lot of changes that's going to happen between now and when these capabilities are eventually available. With that, I'm also making a few assumptions here that most of you are familiar with Dynamics CRM. Anybody here that's not familiar with Dynamics CRM? Yeah, a couple of answers don't count. But I'm also assuming that you are familiar with a little bit about our mobile apps, or the Dynamics CRM first-party mobile apps. Anybody here that has not seen or not used our mobile app? Couple of you. So we'll do some quick overview and then we'll jump ahead into what we're going to talk about in the roadmap. And the last point is, you know, fit and finish. All of our bits, like I said, are very early in development cycle. So that means things are going to break. You know, I did my prayers to demo gods a lot this morning, and I'm going to continue doing that over the session as well. But that also means that don't ask me when this will be available because I don't know. So remember that question if you come up and say, hey, there's one little piece that may be available sooner. We'll talk about that later. But most of the stuff I'm going to talk about, there are no timelines yet on when they're going to be available. So with that, again, at a high level, this was sort of the mission statement that we started with for our mobile apps. We said, hey, we want a fluid experience that transcends time, place, context, and device. Which means if I start a process, whether it be a sales process or a case resolution process, should be able to do some work on the web client. And if I'm on the go, pick it up on my tablet or on my phone. And when I'm completed, come back and seamlessly work across devices. And of course, you know, when there are device capabilities that I can take advantage of, the app should take advantage of those capabilities. Was kind of the mantra that we started with. And we want to make sure that guides us throughout the process in our mobile journey. At a high-level overview, for those of you that are not familiar, we have the configure once, deploy everywhere model, which means if you configure your forms, your dashboards, your pages, your views, you just have to do it once. And that should seamlessly flow across your web client, your tablet client, your phone client. Those are the form factors that we have. And of course, you know, we have apps for all the iOS, Android, and Windows ecosystems, both tablets and phones. One of the other big bets that we also did last year was the commitment to offline to make sure all of our apps fully work offline seamlessly. At first, we were able to get the data working offline seamlessly, and we're working to make sure all of your processes, all of your JavaScript, all of your custom code can work seamlessly offline as well. So it's a journey. We're getting there, but we're fully committed to make sure offline is a number one priority for us at the Dynamics CRM team. At the same time, a lot of customers have been deploying the Sierra Mobile Labs at a very large scale, thousands and thousands of users, if you will, in their organization. So we're working very closely with teams like Intune, Good Dynamics, to make sure we have a great mobile deployment, mobile management, and mobile security story so that all of your data is in control of your IT department. And of course, you know, we have a process-driven experience, which means it's going to seamlessly tell you where you are in the process, what you should do next. And this is where you're also going to see some of the investments that we're making with intelligence, with Dell and some of the other components. So instead of you trying to figure out what to do, CRM should be smart enough to tell you what you probably need to do. So some of the things we'll talk about on how it surfaces on the mobile. And last but not least, of course, you know, we have a great mobile SDK. So if you don't like everything that I'm talking about, and if you say, hey, I'm on my own, you know, I want to build my own app, nothing wrong with that. We have a great SDK that can help you do that as well. So with that, here's kind of a high-level overview of everything that I'm going to talk about today. This is sort of what's to come. Like I said, you know, timeline's TBD. But one of the things that we admit is that when we started out the mobile app journey, that was right around the time Windows 8 was around. So we wanted to make sure we adapt to the Windows design, or what used to be called the Metro design. So a lot of application design was based off of that. And then when Windows team decided that didn't work so well, we said, you know, we should probably follow suit. So what you'll see is that we're gradually migrating away from the older user experience. Everything's going to work like what it was supposed to previous, but the colors, the themes, the skin, and the functionality is getting slightly better, so it's a little more modern, it's a little more convenient for you to use in terms of productivity. So a lot of things in here, again, you know, we'll go through that one by one. The first one that you're going to see, so when we ship all of this, when you start the mobile app, this is going to be your new start screen, what we call as the workspace. The workspace is what we call the center of gravity for users, because what we noticed in our user research is that, and especially in our mobile app, people get going from screen to screen, but they were getting lost on where they were, or they didn't know what they were supposed to do next. So that's why we said, hey, let's have a center of gravity that brings together the key pieces of information that a user might need. Things like what you see on the left column, which is the suggestions powered by relationship intelligence that tells you, hey, here is what you should rather be doing. But also some of the things that if you have tasks and activities, can you guys hear me okay still? Is it, okay. And some of the tasks and activities that are sort of something that either was set up through a workflow or a process. And on the right, you have the favorites and recent, which travels with you across all of your devices. So if you start a record on web client, it gets added to the recent. And when you pick up your tablet, it seamlessly comes here, so you can pick up where you left off. So that way, your most recently used items and your favorites are seamless across all of your devices. And there's a few more things that, you know, we'll talk about when we, you know, when I get to the demo real quick. One of the other things that we also are working on is what we call stack components, because again, with the Metro design, you had a long list of things, and your pipeline chart looked really, really long. We said, you know, that didn't really make sense. So we said, hey, we're gonna stack them, so that way you get to see more with the real estate that you have. So that means lesser horizontal scrolling, just an easier experience. And this is configurable, by the way, so we'll also talk about how you can configure it in your organization if you want to take advantage of some of these. The other thing that I also want to talk about is, like I said, you know, the UX refresh, the forms are going to look a little different as well. Again, the same paradigms, the same list, and you have same set of information, but we adjusted the placement very little. We have changed the colors a little so that it's a lot more usable. It's a lot more compact in terms of how you get to those information. And of course, all of these changes, the stacking, the new design is not just for tablets, but they work on the phone as well. Again, it's pretty seamless from how those work. And last but not least, on the UX refresh is the editable grid, because this was some of the things, you know, I started with Dynamics CRM about 12 years ago, and the first thing I said was, huh, it'd be great to have an editable grid. And 12 years later, or 12 plus years later, we may be getting there. That's how I'll put it. But I will show you a live demo of this working. So with that context, let me jump right into the demo. of showing you what are some of the experiences would look like. So like I said, you know, when I start the app, and I will say the caveat that, again, this is developer code, and the server that I'm running is in Advanta. And for those of you that are not familiar with Advanta, that's the name of the campus where the entire Dynamics CRM team sits in Seattle. So Atlanta to Advanta is a long ways out. So that's the only reason why this is going to be slow. If it's slow for some reason, it's that distance, just so you know. So like I said, you know, the first thing you'll see is that, hey, we figured, you know, everybody has a profile picture, and we didn't realize we never showed that on the mobile app. So we said, hey, let's throw the user profile picture on there. But also, the things on the left is what we call relationship intelligence cards. And these are suggested list of activities and records that may be important for you. If you have an activity that's due today, these are going to show up. If you have an opportunity that's closing pretty soon, these are going to show up. And these cards, essentially, if you will, have the functionality of not just opening up the records, but I can say, hey, I don't want to look at this right now. So I can say, hey, I can snooze this for 15 minutes. I'll come back and revisit that later. And then the next one from the list is automatically going to show up. And same way, I can also say, hey, never mind. And I can also say, hey, I want to see all my cards, which is all of my agenda for the today. And I can see here's all my activities, and I can complete them, I can close them, or, you know, snooze and dismiss and all of that. So just like how would you expect an item on a mobile device to work, we said, you know, hey, we should bring that paradigm over to the Seattle mobile app as well. Yeah. Same goes for favorites and recents. You know, like I said, all of my favorites and recent records are going to be there. And we're heavily caching this page. So that means that any time you open this within the mobile app, it's just going to load. It's not going to spin forever and wait for you to have data, which means if I hit refresh up on top, it's going to bring me the latest set of information from the server. And you can also see all of my favorites and recent records right here. And like I said, this works across web client and mobile devices. And if I have to mark something as a favorite, all I have to do is just hit that star, and it gets added to the favorite. And of course, same goes. Pretty simple, pretty obvious. We're also adding what's called quick commands, because what we noticed is that when people open the mobile app, they either want to quickly refer to some information, which should be on this page, or they want to create some information, whether it be creating an activity, or creating a record, or creating a note, for example. If I just want to capture a note about something, you should be able to do that very seamlessly. And of course, you know, notes cannot be self-standing in CRM. So what that means is that you know, you can pick your favorites and recent records first, or if you cannot, you can pick any entity you want. So what this gives you a way to do is, if you have, you know, most people we noticed, they work with maybe about 10 or 20 records at a time during their you know, busy week. So if you add them to favorites, you'll be able to get there very seamlessly within your mobile device. And that's just a visual of how the new dashboard's going to look. You know, like I said, it's the same charts and lists that you have on the app. Now you can stack them. And of course, I can drill down and get into the charts, and I can have the drill down chart functionality. Same thing that was available before, but now on the home page and the dashboards, you have better control over how they look and how you stack them. And if I have to get back to the landing space, it's that weird looking icon up on top, and I can get to the landing space. A couple of things that we're also doing is, we're launching task flows. So if you want to quickly launch a task flow, say update contact, you can open the app, you know, pick a contact, update some information, and then move on. And again, it's all the great functionality that we've had. We're just making it convenient for you to get there. So that's the new land workspace. The other thing that I want to talk about, again, the same navigation, all of those information is available. So let's go to accounts. And this accounts, you can see that it looks a little different than the account screen that you have on the mobile app today. One thing I can do is I can do grouping here very easily. So I can say I want to group by the city, and then it kind of groups nice. But I can also do some filtering. So I can say sorting, of course, works. And I can say, if with my fat fingers, I can press that thing. Yeah, there you go. Lost it. If I can say I only want to see Redmond accounts, I can apply the filtering, and that should come up in
real quick second, and let's say if I fingered it again, there you go. Maybe not. Never mind then. But one of the beautiful things on here is, like I said, I can tap on something, and I can quickly go into edit mode. So any grid or any view in CRM, I can switch it to an editable mode, and I can simply say, hey, you know, I really don't want to have the sample text. I can just delete that. And just like that, I was able to edit an account without having to go into the form and come back and do all of that. So you can do all of that. Editing, this includes date times, lookups, and all the fields that you have on the view. You will be able to seamlessly sort of edit it. And of course, if I want to navigate to one of the records, I can just open here. Or if I want the traditional view, I can always go from the command bar and say that, hey, I want to show this as a read-only grid, which was sort of the classical grid view that you had. Or if you want to quickly switch to editable, you can just very easily switch to the edit mode. And all of this is configurable as well. That's something that I'm going to show you in just a little bit. But one thing I'll also want to show you is if I open one of the accounts, you know, there you see the new colors, the new look and feel. We've sort of shortened the tile so you see more on the page themselves. And we've changed the colors and backgrounds. We'll talk about some of the notes and the weird looking pictures in a little bit. But you can also see that you have the stacking of components. Because if you have long lists on your form, you can now stack them. So they look much more compact, and it's a lot less scrolling to get there. So with that, what I want to do next is show you the components of how you can customize some of these things. So first, again, for the CRM admins and customers this year, this should look familiar. It's the same customizing screen. And where if I want to stack components in the dashboard, all I got to do is when I add a new component, I got to make sure the height is less than 12. So each of these row here is what we measure as height. Again, there's no better number or no better way to put it, unfortunately, right now, but we're working on it. But if it's less than 12, it stacks automatically. So that's all the configuration that you need to do. You don't have to say, hey, I want to stack this one or stack the other one. And of course, on the web client, it's going to look like how you designed it here. And on the mobile client, once you make the configuration, it's going to seamlessly stack on phones and tablets in a very seamless way. Next thing that I want to show you is account. How do you get stacking on any entity? So all you have to do is open up the form. And on the form designer, you have some logical groupings. You have sections, tabs, and fields that you can drag and drop. When this loads up, what you'll see is that everything within a section, so in this case, we have a few things like, you know, your contacts, your opportunities, cases, and entitlements. Everything within a section will automatically get stacked. So that's why, you know, if you see those four elements, and if I switch back to my tablet, you can see that, you know, contacts, opportunities, cases, and entitlements. If you know that some of those entities don't have a lot of records, especially related records, you can stack them so you can have more room on your form. And the last thing that I also want to show is if you want to enable the editable grid functionality, we build editable grid as a custom control. So at any entity level, you can easily go to, controls section. And that will be a control that's available out of the box for all entities. And you can say, hey, I want to show editable grid. So you can say, hey, I want to show editable grid for my phones or my tablets or both of them. Of course, we're working on getting it to the web client as well, but the custom control framework is what we're starting to make sure that it works very seamless and very easily on tablets and phones. So that, in a nutshell, is some of the changes. Oh, and one last thing that I want to show you is for those of you that are familiar with the back screen that hangs forever, especially when you have a new metadata change and it seems to take forever. One suggestion, or tip I should say, is how many of you are familiar with this prepare client customizations button? Anybody here that's not familiar with this button? A lot of you. So what happens is every time you make a metadata customization or a change, if you change a field, if you change a form layout, if you change a view, intuitively all of you publish your customizations, which means, hey, all of your changes are now, you know, getting modified on the database as part of the metadata changes. But for the mobile client, all of that is getting converted, and that conversion doesn't happen automatically. This is why every time you make a metadata change and you load the mobile app, it seems like it's pending there forever. But what you can do is, all you have to do is push this prepare client customizations every time you publish. And what that does is it generates all of that metadata for you. So that means when you load up the mobile app, it really is fast. And I can guarantee you that you'll be surprised. I can guarantee you that you'll be a lot less anxious than what you were before when working with our mobile app. So that's if there's nothing else you're taking away from the session, make sure you hit the prepare client customization. That's the most important takeaway, I would say, in order for customizers and admins to have a really great experience with the mobile app. That's after published, right. So once you make your changes, of course you save them, and you publish. Publish is when it gets pushed to the database, and you hit prepare customization so you get the mobile apps ready. So that's that. And with that, I want to move on and talk about some of the other enhancements. Again, you know, those are not major changes, if you will, from our perspective, but for some customers, you know, that we've shown to, they were really amazed at, you know, hey, how this simplifies some of the work that they have been doing. And it also makes it more seamless for users because, again, mobile adoption is hard. You cannot really force people to use it. If they like it, they'll use it. If not, they'll say it doesn't work. So we're trying to make sure everything we can do to make sure it's more seamless and easier to use for the end users. So speaking of seamless, one of the other things that we also notice is note-taking was really hard on our mobile apps today. And a lot of people, especially millennials coming into the workforce now, they don't want to write long paragraphs of text. You know, they're not as old as me, and some of you, not all of you. They want to take pictures. You know, when they see something, they want to take pictures, and that's how they want to capture the information. Or they want to record videos and capture information. So we are making it easier for you with the enhanced notes capabilities. So one thing is, you know, if you really want to type, you shouldn't take several clicks to get you to create a note. That's why you'll see a lot of places where you can quickly take notes within the application, including what you see, what we call as the inline note form. But also, you'll be able to quickly get to the camera or the microphone for, you know, taking photos or audio recording or video recording and seamlessly upload that as part of your CRM notes. That's something that we're working on right now. Part of that, you know, like I said, is you know, the ability to launch these sensors on the mobile device, of course. And of course, there are some of the things that you can do as well, which the device provides. For example, if you take a photo, you'll be able to kind of crop it, rotate it, and adjust it so that it really you know, fits what you need within the data. But we also have some compression settings in the app. So if, you know, if your camera can take a zillion megapixel photo, whatever that is, and if that's too heavy for your database, you can say, hey, I want my photo to be smaller so that it's not going to kill my database. That's something that you will be able to specify within your mobile app as well. Now that we have access to camera, we realize that, hey, barcode is not that hard to do either, because especially when we have customers that are sort of on the field, that are working with a lot of product or widget kind of information, you know, entering some of these product numbers is really hard. Whereas, you know, if you were able to scan them, that'll be a much easier way for you to enter information into CRM, but also makes it easier for you to search information, you know, by scanning a product and say, hey, how many cases are outstanding for this? You know, have there been any recalls and things of that information that you would want to know about a product? You'll be able to get to it very easily now. And most of this information will be available via our client API as well. And for those client JavaScript developers out there, we're trying to make it easy for you so that, you know, you can use the functionality as is. But if you want to customize your pages, your own screens, and how you want to get there, we'll be supporting those as well. Speaking of client API developers, we're also adding geolocation support, but it'll be very rudimentary. And what I mean by that is, you know, we'll tell you where the user is through client API, or JavaScript rather. So that'll be only familiar to the JavaScript developers at the moment. But this is sort of the foundation where, hey, we now get the device location and make that available within the mobile app. It kind of seems obvious, but it's huge in terms of Microsoft because we are very worried about user privacy. In fact, that's why when this functionality ships, every user has to say yes twice. You know, they have to say yes within the app. They have to say yes within the operating system as well, so they can share the location with the CRM system. Again, that's part of the good nature of Microsoft. We want to make sure every time we capture users' PII, or personal identifiable information, we want to make sure there's the right set of privacy controls in place to protect the user's data. But all that aside, you know, you'll be able to get the location data now. We're not doing any mapping capability. We're not thinking about that right now, but that's definitely something that we will look at in the future, perhaps. But this functionality is available for you, so you can, you know, audit your users, or you can have some enriched mapping functionality within the app if you want with customizations.
Can I get geolocation on photos?
So the question is, do I get geolocation on the photos? If the device supports it, and if that's part of the photo file metadata itself, yes, we won't modify it. But of course, you know, every device, every app setting is different. So that may we're not saying you'll always have the geolocation on the photo. That's up to the device to give it. If the device gives the geolocation, we're not going to remove it, essentially. So with that, I want to move on to the next demo. And again, remember the disclaimer, this is very early bits. All right, so here we go. So the first couple of things I'll say is that, you know, we had a lot of entity image and, you know, image data types in CRM, but we noticed that people were not really using it because it was really hard and inconvenient to use it. Like user profile picture, for example. So every time you see a person's picture that's entity enabled, you can press on it and you'll see this amazing new screen where you can say, hey, I can use the default image if I really don't like my face in there. Or I can say, hey, I want to use the camera to take a new photo, or I can upload it. So if I use the camera, of course, you can see my glorious face there. And I can say, hey, this is the profile picture that I want to use now. And if I hit save, it's going to go back to the CRM and save it, and it's going to be available throughout. Again, functionality that was available for a while, but we're just making it seamless and easy for you to get to now that we have all of these device capabilities. Same goes for records. So if I have accounts, and of course accounts are enabled for entity image, so I can quickly tap on it, quickly launch the menu, use the camera, or upload a photo from the device, and I'll be able to easily specify that. Very simple and easy, but it's convenient for your business users. So make sure that, you know, especially when you have contacts and a lot of people-related information in CRM, it makes sense to have a lot of pictures so you know visually who you're talking about. The next thing that I want to show is the inline node capability. Again, previously you have to hit plus and sort of launch this thing from the site, but we noticed that if you have your inline notes right there, so you can quickly start typing away, that's definitely something that you can do. So you can say, create audience. And of course, you know, all of the device capabilities are available, so I can use speech to text as well. So if I hit the microphone button on the keyboard, I can say, they are eagerly awaiting their cold lunch. All right. So now that you know, and of course, you know, it's hard to illustrate, so that's why sometimes it needs pictures. You know, you need pictures to say it. So right there you see the camera icon, and again, it's still work in progress. So when I tap on the camera icon, it kind of launches the camera, so I can take a great picture right there. That kind of looks good. And I can edit it if I want, or I can just say use the photo. Now it goes as part of the attachment, and I can hit save. So, and there's all the people that are, you know, really starving for their lunches. I'm just kidding. But of course, you know, I can open the image, as you can see right there. And you can see that all of the images, when I upload them, you see a little preview. Right now, it, you know, again, work in progress, so they appear a little stretched, but they will have the right aspect ratio. And of course, all of these pictures, I can just open them and see it. And because Notes is enabled for offline by default, so if you're using the full offline functionality of CRM, all of the things that I showed you, you'll be able to do that offline as well. So whether you're online or offline, it doesn't matter. You'll be able to capture all of this information and seamlessly get it back to CRM. Now, of course, you know, there were questions about, you know, hey, you know, when people see this, they say, hey, my database is going to explode. You know, I want to control that. So you have the device integration settings where a user can turn off the camera. So if I'm not one of those people that I want to use the camera, I can just turn it off, so we'll never show that to you ever within the app. Or if I say, hey, I want to use the device default resolution, which means the photos can be really large, or I can scale it down here if I want. So if I want to, say, just 1024 by 768 pictures, so, you know, I have pictures for the sake of it, but I don't want to, you know, explode the database, that's definitely something that you can set as well. And last but not least, of course, you know, you can save the photo to your local device. And of course, you know, all of this was able previously as well. You know, you have to switch to the camera app, take a photo, come back to the CRM app, upload it, pick the picture that you just took. So it was like, you know, a lot of back and forth, but now we're making it seamless for you to get to the functionality very easily. The other couple of things that I also want to talk about is, like I said, you know, once you have camera, getting to barcode was not that harder. So we said, any field that is text or numeric today, you'll be able to specify a custom control of barcode type. So I can enter a long product number here if I want, or I can tap on the barcode icon and launch the camera. And I gotta hold up because this scans really, really fast. So I gotta place it right and say, hey, if I kind of scan it, boom, you know, it takes the value from the barcode. Again, these are some sample barcodes that I have in here. I'm just going to show you for the sake of illustration. If I just, you know, zoom in and scan it, it's going to take the information and enter it within the form. So again, the convenience features, it makes sense when you have a really long product number and if you're trying to figure out, hey, where did I miss that single number, or is that an 8, or is that 9, I'm not sure. All of that hassle has sort of been taken away now. Same goes for global search. In the global search, we now have a barcode icon as well. So I can quickly launch the barcode and scan one, and then it's going to immediately execute the search and say, hey, if you're scanning about a product, it's going to tell you where the accounts that has a product, where, you know, what are the open cases, what are all the things. Again, standard search functionality, but we're making it easy for you to input the information into the CRM mobile app in a much easier way. And like I said, all of this, or most of this, like I said, you know, the barcode and the editable grid and all of those are custom controls. So you can configure where you want to light them up. You know, do you want to, you know, we're not going to light it up everywhere because that's going to look a little weird, but you can pick and choose, hey, you know, these are the forms and these are the fields where I want this custom barcode functionality and use that within the mobile app. So, like I said, we've been a little busy. There's a lot of ground to cover, so I'll let that sink in for a little bit. But that's not it. There's a lot more that we've been working on these past few months as well. One of the amazing things that, you know, the Power BI team was able to do is how to take all of the information in CRM and sort of, you know, take the explosion of data and, you know, manage it in sort of the dashboards. Now you can take all of those Power BI widgets, essentially, and put that on your mobile app, tablets and phones. And if you put them on the dashboard, they'll seamlessly come to the mobile app as well. And we're also working with the social engagement team so you can have your social widgets within the mobile app as well. Yeah, again, it's, you know, we'll do all the heavy lifting for you. It just shows up within the mobile app and you configure it. Couple of other updates, task flows. This was a preview feature previously. Now we're going to roll it out as a first-class citizen. We're also making it solution-aware. That means, you know, for the partners out there, you can sort of build it within your solution as part of your product and seamlessly input that into your customer's organization as part of the solution import. Mobile offline team has been busy as well. They've been doing a lot of work, especially on background sync, because previously the app has to be in background for you to sync the data from the server when you're online. Now, even when you're offline, it will download the data. It won't download the metadata. That's unfortunately something that we were not able to do because of the constraints that we had. But all of your data, once we have the right metadata, all of the data that you've configured as part of your sync profile will be downloaded in the background to the app. So when you go offline, all of the data will be waiting for you. Support for client API in offline mode, because one of the things we were originally not able to do is support your JavaScript and web resources when you are on the offline mode. But now we're enabling that so it'll be seamless. Especially if you have business rules and logic that you've written up over the years and that you want it to work seamlessly online and offline, you will be able to do that very soon. Sync filter, again, originally we had a limited set of sync filters on how you can bring down the data locally. You know, you were able to say, hey, all of my records or my team's records or my business unit's records. Now you can start off and write advanced queries to say, hey, show me my work orders and accounts where I have an appointment for this week, and you can write those complex queries so you can just bring down only the data. So it's not all or nothing. You know, you can definitely fine-tune it to the exact set of data that you would need offline for your business processes. And of course, for those of you that are configuring offline for the first time, originally you had to wait for a lot because we were provisioning components in Azure and then hooking up to CRM, and it was a lot of back and forth. And as administrators, you may not be able to have a good visibility in the process. Now we're exposing that, so you can see where you are in the process and how things are getting configured. And if you want to deprovision, we'll walk you through a step-by-step process of what's happening behind the scenes. So again, all of this information was available. We're making it accessible to you, so you'll be better informed in the process. Conflict error resolution. Previously, when you went offline, you modified some data, and somebody made some metadata changes or some weird changes on the server, and when you come back online, you have this conflict. So previously, we just said, hey, you have a conflict. And we'll say, go figure it out. But now we said, hey, that doesn't make sense. So we'll kind of highlight, as you can see, the tick mark over there. That's where, every time you have a conflict on a form or on a field, you'll be able to visually see where the conflict was. You'll be able to look at it. And then you can tap and open that to resolve the conflict. Again, a lot easier for users to do, to kind of figure it out this way. So again, most of the times, what we've seen in our telemetry data is that the sync conflicts rarely happen, but when they happen, it's very frustrating for people. So that's why we're trying to make it very easy and seamless for you to figure out those kind of problems. Enterprise capabilities. Again, like I said, we've had customers that are deploying thousands and thousands of users with the mobile apps. And one of the things that customers have asked for a very long time is what we call certificate-based authentication, which is very common in Microsoft, by the way, because every Microsoft device that I use, my IT department pushes a certificate to my device, and only then I can access my internal resources on the device, because it's not just the username and password anymore. Microsoft internally requires a certificate on the devices to make sure, it's a device that the IT can manage and control. Now we're exposing that ability for our CRM customers as well. So if you use Intune or mobile management, administrators can push a certificate onto the device, and you can say that certificate is required before you can access the CRM app on those devices. So this makes it easy for you to manage the set of devices from where your users will be able to connect to Dynamics CRM. And of course, this works across Android, iOS, and Windows as well. The certificate is sort of a standard that works across all platforms. Conditional access, again, this is one of the features that are not well known, but it's sort of super popular in the Office 365 world. So conditional access is essentially a limited or a sort of free version of mobile management that is available for all Office 365 customers. And if you have CRM online on Office 365, now you get this for free in your CRM apps as well. So if you have CRM online on Office 365, you'll be able to manage your CRM mobile app for all of your users. You can set conditions say, you know, they need a 6-digit PIN, you know, they need to be enrolled into your network, and, you know, the device cannot be jailbroken, and all of those conditions, you will be able to specify as part of the conditional access settings. And the best part, you know, like I said, is if you have CRM Online and Office 365, this is included with it. It's essentially free for you. And of course, this also enables multi-factor authentication, the modern multi-factor authentication, when you log into the mobile device. So if you want the users to enter their username and password, and maybe a code from the text message or a phone call, that's sort of included as part of this offering as well. New platform support. Again, we've been very aggressive. You know, we've had a lot of people complain to us and give us good constructive feedback on how we should, you know, adopt the newer mobile operating systems. So we are, in fact, we started with the very first beta on every one of those operating systems, you know, the iOS beta that came out very early in the summer, as well as the Android beta and Windows 10 beta. And we are, and of course, you know, some of those dates of the platform we don't control. You know, of course, you know, we found out earlier this month that, hey, iOS 10 is now out. So we are actively testing and debugging and fixing some of those issues, because those are sort of major platform changes. But we're sort of taking an aggressive step to support those mobile operating systems sooner than later. And again, I don't have a concrete dates yet, but when you get all of this functionality, you know, you can be assured that this will be supported on iOS 10, Android, and the Windows 10 anniversary update, which is, I think Redstone 1 is the code name within Microsoft. We're trying to get rid of our internal lingo here. A couple of things. Again, the mobile SDK, like I said, you know, if you want to build your own custom mobile apps, we now have an iOS sample using the Swift JavaScript-style programming language, because our previous samples were in Objective-C, and it was really, really hard to find Objective-C people to really test and validate this. So, of course, Apple made the right move by moving to Swift and JavaScript-style coding, and we said, hey, maybe we should do that within our samples as well. So this is the only piece of information I'll say is available right now. In fact, my developer called me last night. I said, hey, I pushed the publish button, and it's available. So you can go download this right now. The link is up on the top. Or you can just go to the CRM blog, and it should be the latest article. But we have samples for Swift and Android. So if you want to build your own custom mobile app, you can start with the sample. It uses the web API, or the OData endpoint, which makes it very seamless and clean for you to get data from CRM back and forth. And it also uses OAuth wired in, so that way you don't have to handle the auth. You don't have to show the username and password on the device. You don't have to manage that. We take care of that for you. But again, all of this was possible before, but it was really, really hard for you to discover the information and make it available. Now we're making it a Microsoft download, so you can download it, test it, and validate it for your sort of solutions. So again, one of the things that I want to cover, we're going to wrap up in a little bit, but one of the things I want to cover is whenever we talk to customers, we see that, hey, your mobile app doesn't do this, your app doesn't do this, and there's a functionality kind of comparison that happens a lot, which we're not really excited about, because when we plan some of these features and the way we do it, we think about experience. It's not just, hey, do we have apps for every one of these functionality, but rather we said, hey, what is the user experience you're trying to achieve? And for the partners in the room, I would say, that should be a question you should ask yourselves. Or even if you're an admin, should think about what is the experience for my business user. And the experience for, say, an account manager is probably very different from an experience for a field service representative. So think about the experience. And also some of the things where we've seen huge improvements is when adding a mobile functionality might grow your revenue. That's a case where you should definitely mobilize the process. So it's not just saying, hey, I have this form in CRM, now I want this form in mobile. That doesn't make sense in most scenarios. But think about what is the process you're trying to mobilize. You know, are people taking notes in paper and pen, which get lost? And if you want to digitize that, you want to make sure it's not 75 fields that they have to enter, but maybe it's just a couple of pieces of information they should enter for start. So that way you can get your users accustomed to the mobile environments. And of course, a lot of people say, hey, I'll get with the CRM deployment first, and then I'll figure out mobile in phase two, which is definitely the wrong way of doing it, especially in this day and time. We see that a lot of people start with mobile, so that way you can get a lot more user adoption. And in fact, we have seen statistics that show that when mobile usage is high within a customer, Their overall usage of CRM increases exponentially over time. So that means, you know, if you're rolling out with a web deployment and trying to figure out why is nobody using the system, part of the reason is because, hey, you haven't deployed your mobile app yet. So maybe that's a place that you would want to start. And of course, it's not just about the typical sales and service, but a lot of field service and field workers is one scenario where we've seen a lot of usages of mobile apps. So make sure you take them into consideration as well. And a couple of things I'll also say is that, you know, when you get all of this goodness, you know, I know that we have challenges with our mobile apps today, but when you get all of this goodness, please take a moment to go to the store. You know, if there's any favor that you can do me is, you know, wait for all of this to be live and then go to the App Store and give us your reviews, you know. Honest reviews, of course, you know, we'll take the positive ones. I'll be glad if there are a lot more positive ones, but do give us the honest reviews because we do look at each and every one of them to make sure that we are addressing your concerns. And of course, you know, you have all the great resources. Do give us feedback on the session as well. I'll be at the CRM booth later in the day, so if you have any questions after this, you know, please feel free to come up to one of the mics and ask away. Or, you know, I'll be hanging out after the session as well, because I'm not very excited about the lunch anyways, and I don't want to stand in a long line at Chick-fil-A, so I'll be around anyways if you have some questions. And like I said, I'll be at the booth. If not, you know, you can always email me or hit me up on Twitter if, with any of your questions that you have. So with that, I want to say thank you so much for coming to the session, and safe travels if you're traveling back home today or tomorrow, and enjoy the rest of the conference.